energy that flows through Lorien and through all life on Lorien. This energy is how the Guard power their legacies. Number 4's lumen allows him to tap directly into this energy, this life force. Over the millennia, the Guard developed their legacies in order to protect our planet. When the Mogadorians attacked Lorien and the Guard, we had to flee to Earth. The planet had to protect itself by going dormant. While on the surface it looks destroyed, never to sustain life again, at the core it waits for our return. When the battle with the Mogadorians comes to an end, and when the Guard triumphantly return, they will still be able to awaken Lorien.
Pittacus Lore grants us a look at Six, what she was like as a child on Lorien, and the young woman she has become.
Of all the young Guard who made the journey to Earth, Six's road has been perhaps the hardest. I regret to say she did not have much of a childhood, yet another thing the Mogadorians have taken. On Lorien, Six was full of energy, an athletic child, always running, playing, outpacing everyone, and getting herself into trouble. Perhaps in light of recent events, that is not surprising. Since the very moment she could run anywhere, she took great joy in running outside every time it rained, thus her penchant today for summoning such powerful storms. Six has a connection to the rain, to the weather, that few can understand. Determined is the best word for Six, both back on Lorien and now on Earth. As a child, it may have made her a little impatient, a little headstrong. As a young woman who must fight for the survival of her kind, the survival of her planet, the survival of your planet, that determination has served her well. I am deeply sorry that Six had to endure such a brutal period of imprisonment at the hands of the Mogadorians, though I am glad of the charm that saved her then. That charm has been broken now that the remaining Guard have begun to join forces. But all of the trails Six has endured have only made her stronger. I am proud of the fierce warrior she has become. War is brewing again. At times I am not sure we can win it, but when I think of Six and her strength, I have hope that we will prevail.
This last transmission that we were able to discover was a final warning for those of us here on Earth.
I have been telling you the story of Lorien and our war with the Mogadorians so that you do not allow the same thing to happen to us, to happen to you. You believe our story is fiction, is fantasy, a series of books intended to amuse people on your planet. You could not be more wrong, and for your sake, I hope you listen more carefully. Your world is filled with mysteries for which you can give no reasonable explanations. Stonehenge, the Loch Ness Monster, crop circles, even UFOs. I have the explanation for all of these things. And it is that aliens have been visiting your planet for as long as this planet has existed. And we are still here, hiding among you. This is not fiction, and these books are not fiction. I realize you think it is all a joke. When I say alien, you picture little green men in Area 51 in Roswell, New Mexico. You believe all the stories of that place are some gimmick to attract tourists to the middle of nowhere. In a way, you are right. The tourist trap that is Area 51 is your government's attempt to throw you off the real trail. They've tried to convince you that we can't possibly exist by making aliens look preposterous. They knew if you believed that it was all a farce or a hoax, you would, at the very least, not feel the need to dig any further. Meanwhile, your government has decided over the years that they could not continue being ignorant to these strange occurrences. Therefore, they were able to build a secret base only a few hundred miles away from their made-up Area 51, an underground research facility where your government actually does investigate everything from crop circles to reports of people who can do extraordinary things, people like the Guard. Don't know where this place is? Well, that's exactly what they want. They want you to live happily without worry. They want you to be ignorant of us, until perhaps it is too late. They do not know they are doing more harm than good. The story I have been telling you is real. This war is real. We are your only hope, and we need your help.
Thus concludes the final radio transmission from Lorien Elder, Pittacus Lore. hope you have enjoyed this unabridged recording of The Rise of Nine, Book 3 of the Lorian Legacies by Pittacus Lore, performed by Neil Kaplan, Marisol Ramirez, and Devin Sorvery. This program was produced by Dion Audio Services. The director was Bob Dion. Executive producer, Karen Jakonski. Text copyright 2012 by Pittacus Lore. Production copyright 2012 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program. Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.